Housing isn't coming to any city parks in the near future, City Council decided on Tuesday, while also calling on local developers to move ahead with approved but unbuilt housing projects in Guelph. "There are thousands of homes that are approved and unbuilt in our community right now," Mayor Cam Guttery said, explaining that's why he supports taking parks off the table as municipally owned properties are considered for housing. "If that wasn't there, maybe we would be having a different conversation." Council unanimously approved a revised motion directing city staff to evaluate the possibility of adding housing to two downtown area municipal parking lots, one at the corner Neve and Fountain Streets and the Fountain Street lot across from Guelph Police Headquarters, as well as other city-owned properties, excluding parkland and land that's been earmarked for green space. "Those lots are to be prioritized for evaluation. For me, the line is crossed at parkland," said Cowan. Leanne Karen, who proposed the amendment to exclude parkland and planned green spaces. "We enter into a sacred trust, a sacred public trust when we acquire parkland. Right now, I don't want staff doing any more work on evaluating parkland sites." At the end of 2023, the most recent figures available, there were nearly 5,900 housing units approved on about 150 parcels of land that have not been developed, shows the semi-annual housing update report presented to council on Tuesday. Karen and Guthrie each expressed a willingness to eventually consider housing in parks, but only after all other municipally owned properties had been exhausted. "Until that time arrives, which more than likely won't be for a very, very, very long time, it is good for direction to be given in this way," Guthrie said of the exclusions. Tuesday's meeting also saw council vote down a staff recommendation to sell a vacant, city-owned property in the South End. A motion to sell the Rogers Road site, which backs onto Preservation Park, failed 8-4. With support from Guthrie and councillors Dan Gibson, Michelle Richardson and Kathy Downer. That vote followed a delegation from Rogers Road resident Shirley Silva-See, who said development of that site would worsen an already significant parking problem on the street. She also raised concerns about emergency vehicles filling down Rogers given the parking situation. Silva-See pointed to another nearby property designated for a pollinator garden and asked for the same to be considered for the Rogers site. "That other property," she suggested, "is bigger than the one on Rogers and would accommodate more housing." In speaking against the recommendation to sell, Karen noted development of the site, combined with an existing pathway to Preservation Park, could produce a wind tunnel.